Welcome to Minister Lisa Podcast. My name is Elizabeth Akonyele. I don't know about you, but I am still getting used to this 5 a.m. drill. This is different from anything I've ever done because last week or the week before, you noticed we had 2 podcasts like back to back. Okay. We forgot to hit send. That was what happened. We recorded, we edited, we put it on the app, but we didn't schedule the right time. So the podcast was just sitting down there in the app waiting for us. Like, oh, when you guys are ready, I'm here. Oh, like, us. Ooh, anyway, we chose 5 a.m. because people are in different time zones. We noticed a lot of non-Nigerians were also listening. And so setting it for 5 p.m. on Friday was almost 3 a.m. in the morning for people in Australia. It was 6 p.m. before, yes. So it was 8 p.m. for people in East Africa. It was 4 a.m. for people in Australia. We wanted a situation where Nigerians could listen to this in the morning and any other person anywhere else will get it before their day starts as well, or before their day ends, as opposed to getting it at midnight. Midnight wasn't really favorable for a lot of people. Okay, so I've been teaching on living audaciously because that's the season we are in. We're in the season of launching out. For a lot of people I have spoken to, a lot of people in my inner circle, a lot of people working with me directly, even as clients, Christian clients, one of the things I had noticed is that a lot of people are in a phase of stepping out. And this isn't just with me. I have also seen people with larger platforms, people with more extensive experience over the years talking recent times. And I've noticed we all seem to be saying the same thing. And it begs the question, why? So if the Lord has been putting something in your heart to do and he has said to you, go now. I mean, there are people who are hearing wait. Years ago, my pastor said to us that when the going gets tough, the tough goes back to God. So I'm not of the opinion that, oh, because everybody's going, you go. Nah. Sometimes the way forward in the kingdom is by sitting down quietly and shutting up. I'm sure you are someone who understands kingdom principles. So that everybody's saying go, everybody's saying live audaciously. Sometimes living audaciously is being audacious in God's presence. I mean, it's being audacious enough to defy your feelings of unworthiness, your feelings of inferiority complex. Define the inferiority complex, rather. Define the feelings of unholiness. Is that even the word? The feelings of not being worth God, right? It's defying that and just stepping into the presence of God. In the prayer album that is coming soon, I wanted to release the album at once, but I think we'll release it tracks. We'll release a couple of tracks or release one track first before the main album comes out. One of the prayers we prayed consistently was that we will receive the version of God, that we would receive the version of us that heaven is releasing. And in order to do that, you have to be audacious in the presence of God. And so this whole season where I'm teaching audacious living, it might mean to be audacious before God, but for some other people, it will mean to be audacious before men as well, in the place the Lord has called you to be, whether it's to write an ebook. What am I saying? Whether it's to write a whole book, whether it's print, ebook, whatever form it is, or to launch out a podcast like I'm recording right now, or to launch a YouTube channel, launch a project, launch a program, launch a business, scale on the business you already have, like I'm doing with Lisa Express, scale on something else, do something crazy like I'm doing with the Styling Magazine. Like, there's a lot of crazy going on in my life right now. And I tell myself these days that the reason I can breathe is because this is the will of the Lord. Because if it's not the will of the Lord, the things I'm doing right now should literally drown me. About 40% of the things I'm doing this year were not even in my to-do list for the year. I hosted Audacious January last year. I hosted Audacious January this year, where I was teaching people how to set goals and how to make plans and blah, blah, blah. I did not plan to make Audacious a full-time course. I didn't plan to do that, let alone launch it for my birthday. As a matter of fact, about 7 weeks ago, it's even up to 7 weeks, I was telling myself that maybe I should shift Audacious to January. And now Audacious is coming out in September. It's one of my birthday gifts. Audacious is coming out. Like, I didn't plan to do that. The Styling Magazine, like, you all know how the styling started with me being sick. And then now there's the magazine. So yes, crazy things will come up when we stay in the presence of God, because God will stretch us beyond what we think is normal, what we think is our capacity, because he has to reintroduce us to ourselves. And the only way we would align and enter into where he wants us to enter is if we make up our minds to be audacious. And that's what I am doing. I am just here to tell you to be audacious, give you all the tools I can possibly give you to be audacious. And I feel like it is because of you, the Lord has made me go through this route as a therapist, where I had to be unskilled feel like I am not resourceful, feel like I didn't have what it takes. I didn't even just feel like I didn't have the education. I literally did not have the education. But for some reason, God needed me to step out in a crazy way and learn and get the tools along the way. And I feel like it's for you right now in this season of my life. All of the learnings I've been through in the last 6 years is so I can put you through some of these things. So I can put my therapy together with my experience and my education and say, you know what? Let's do this. Let's jump into what God would have us jump into. And so today I'm going to talk about background and trauma. So yeah, I'm going to be talking a lot as a therapist today. Background and trauma. I want to read to us what trauma is. Literal dictionary meaning of trauma. Because at Lisa Express this month, we've been talking about trauma and how trauma rewrites us. So this topic was so beautiful. It was so beautiful when it fell into August as well. Like, oh, this is nice. Trauma is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. The Greek literal interpretation, according to your Google search, like when you search Google, literally this is what you find. Wound, plain, clear wound. And I explained it to say that when we talk about trauma in terms of therapy and health and emotional health, like I do, we're talking about emotional wounds and soul wounds. And the problem with soul wounds is that you can't point fingers at them. And I can relate to soul wounds because 2019, when my relationship ended, I've heard people talk about heartbreak. I mean, I've loved some people and they didn't love me back as much, and it was painful. It was annoying. It tampered with my ego. But I don't think any breakup did me, man. I don't say, how do they so say it? What's that street English again? Do me in. Yeah. I don't think any breakup did what 2019 did to me, because I wasn't just grieving the relationship. I was grieving all the things I had lost in my life. The relationship was just a trigger for all the other things I had lost, because I lost my dad in March alongside my scholarship to Amsterdam. I missed my interview. I'm sure you've heard that story multiple times. So here was I trying to recover from losing my dad, trying to tell myself that, oh, Amsterdam didn't happen. I didn't make my final interview, but there'll be other opportunities. But at the same time, I didn't have a release in my spirit to apply for other things. I wasn't sure what I was doing with my business. I was just showing up tired, bored, frustrated. I was just showing up. And then now I'm losing my relationship. The one person who has been like a comfort for me in the past few months, right? That was an emotional wound. I remember nights when I would be on the floor just holding my chest, like my chest is hurting. But I knew it wasn't physical wound. And research has shown us that sometimes people feel emotional hurts physically, except when you feel them physically, you can't show them to someone else. Right. Now, when we talk about background, I said I'm talking about background and trauma today. When we talk about background, we're talking about where we come from. We're talking about what we used to know, where we used to be at. So if you say the foundation of a house, everybody knows what the foundation is. The foundation is what upon which you build a house, right? When we talk about background, is the history behind something, the story behind it, the narrative, the exposure, the implication of things it has been through. So if I say this person is from a poor background, by looking at them or by the way they sound, what I'm saying is that where they've been through has caused them to be poor in their mindset. And so even though I haven't visited the house they come from the way they talk, I can listen to their background through them. And that's what I want to talk about today, the background, the experiences we've been through and the implication. I think I need to start doing video podcasts because all these my gesticulations cannot be wasting. Oh Lord, I received the resources and the tools to launch the YouTube channel. Anyway, back to background, right? When we talk about your background, we're talking about where you're coming from. And where you're coming from is not just a physical place. Many times your parents say to you, remember the child of whose you are. Well, what they're saying is remember your background. And so your background is not just your village. Your village is part of it. Your background is not just your parents. It's part of it. Your background is also the trauma you're comfortable with. Your background also includes the conversations you're comfortable with. Your background also includes your comfort zone. Your background also includes the people you used to know. Your background also includes the life you used to have. Your background is the foundation upon which your present is built. Good. Now that we know what background and trauma is, now let's delve into how it does not permit us to be audacious. Because I say to you, I believe your system as a human being was designed to self-operate. When people come to me for therapy, I don't feel like, oh, I have to add to them. Many times I feel like I have to take from them even. Everybody has their own techniques. As a therapist, I always feel like I need to take away from people. Because a child doesn't come in fearing fire. Someone taught them to fear fire. As a matter of fact, a child is usually fascinated with fire the first few times you see it until you want them anyway. Do you understand? No, you don't come into the world hating sex. Someone made you hate it. You don't come into the world hating community. Something made you hate it. You don't come into the world pissed. You don't come into the world angry. Something taught you that. You don't come into the world timid. Something taught you that. You don't come into the world without a voice. Something taught you that. And so as your therapist, many times what I'm attempting to do is take away whatever thing taught you that negative habit. Because if I can take it away, just the same way with addictions. With addictions, many people feel like, oh, I'm going to give them something and the thing I give them will take away the addiction. I'm like, nah, I just need to take away the problem that is making you need the addiction. If I take away the problem, you'll be fine. If I take away the thing that is making you hate sex, you will enjoy sex. If I take away the problem, you'll be fine. And one of my senior coach friends used to always say that knowledge is in the heart of a person, but it takes a man of wisdom to draw it out. And that's what I intend to do. So now that you know your background, how does it affect you? Good. Negatives. Negatives. As simple as that is. Every trauma is already negative. Every trauma is already negative. As a matter of fact, I might not be able to do justice to trauma. And I'm usually pretty skeptical about asking you to go from this podcast to that podcast. But if you do not mind, go to lizaexpress.com. Yes, www.lizaexpress.com/podcast. And just go listen to the trauma series we are on so that you can understand better what trauma is, how trauma manifests in your life, how trauma affects parenting. That's how far we've come already. How trauma affects parenting. As a matter of fact, you might be able to even track your own parents' trauma just by listening to that series. Just go listen to that. Now, back to background. I'll try to focus more on background today. The background you have, if it does not endorse the will of God, there's the possibility that you will not do anything when God speaks. Because the way your brain was designed to function is that it collects new information and it takes it to the archive and begins to ask, do we have any documents that matches this? So your eye sees something. In fact, let's not go to your eyes yet. Your ears. If I say fish. Right now, if I say fish, you possibly thought of croaker, you thought of tilapia, you thought of grilled fish, you thought of fried fish. You thought of fish the way you liked it. And if you don't like fish, you had the disgusting picture in your mind. Right. The same thing happens with when you see something. There was an experiment where they gave wine connoisseurs white wine that they had added colors to make it red. Wine connoisseurs are people who know wine. Like, they would taste it and literally tell you the brand and the year. It's just a lot of drama to watch them. It's so beautiful to watch sometimes. But these experts were giving wine that they had changed the color. And because it was a perfect blend of red, these guys all called it red wine. Why? Because the information their eyes could see and take to their brain says, hey guy, what is this? Red wine, based on the information we have from 6 years ago and 3 years ago and 2 years ago. That's checking background. Good. So when you get new information, your brain begins to process it and act. Do we have any old information like this? And the old and new information begin to group themselves together. That's why you don't have to learn to drive a car twice. That's why you don't have to read everything you read in biology class, in agri class, vice versa. Because part of the things they teach are the same thing. And so your brain can just connect and join them together. At the same time, your brain also does what's called deletion. Deletion is when the information doesn't tally with anything. And so, or the information does not look like it's an important information. Every day you see millions of things, but all the millions of things you see do not connect, do not affect your life directly. So you delete the bulk of them and you just move on with your life. Doesn't mean you didn't see it. Yes, you saw it. In fact, as a matter of fact, if someone asks you to recall it, if you keep quiet for a bit and process for a bit, your brain will recall that information. But if you don't need to recall it for days, weeks, months, years, there's a possibility that it will just fade off. It will delete. Right. Now, another thing that happens with your brain is what is called distortion. Distortion is when you receive an information and it does not match the old information you used to have, or you get an information and information has loopholes. So you begin to fill in the gap. This is what happens during gossip. Someone gives you a story, but the story is half-baked. So in order to make the story fuller and fit what you want it to be, you will distort the information by adding something else to it. And so distortion can happen by adding more information or taking out information that is necessary. Okay, now that you understand that, how does that connect to your background and how does that connect with being audacious? The possibility that when God speaks to you and you try to rationalize it, you will fall into one of these three traps. There are good things on a normal day, but they can be traps. Because the version of you you used to know, that your parents raised, that left your father's house, that started your business, that was 21, 6 years ago, that version of you cannot comprehend what this version of you needs to do right now. That version of you has never been this way before. That version of you does not know the present will of God. That version of you does not have the capacity to handle what you need to handle now. And so if you keep consulting with that version of you, what will happen is you will always tell yourself you are not enough. Because the version of you you are dialoguing with cannot handle this present information. It cannot handle this present assignment. And that's why many times when people say, to obey God, you need to be crazy and everything. I'm just trying to explain the biological aspect to you today. It's not as if we're trying to say be mad. But what we are saying is that the part of you you want to go back and consult with is like saying to Lisa in January that, Lisa, you're going to release a fashion magazine in October. I would argue with you because the me in January had just recovered from a breakdown and I was just trying to get myself together and I was asking myself, will I be able to sustain Lisa Express Consult? Do I really think I want to do this? This fashion thing, what would it even look like? We're trying to even get a basic website. What will the website look like? Now we are overhauling that whole process because after we got the idea, I've been through trainings, and when I say trainings, I don't just mean spiritual trainings. I've been through physical trainings, I've been through intellectual trainings, I've been asking questions, I've been having consultations with people who are higher than me. And so what has happened is I have built more capacity. It will be foolishness in August 2022 to go back to the Lisa in January to ask her opinion about what I need to do in October. Because she doesn't have the knowledge, she doesn't have the education, she doesn't have the understanding. So I need you to ask yourself, why are you not moving forward? Are you stuck because you are constantly consulting with a version of you that does not qualify for your future? Are you trying to drag your past along? Are you trying to say, oh, that's not how they do it in my father's house? Well, nobody in your father's house has been down this road. You can't ask people. I like this quote because it's sassy, but I like the message it also passes. That I cannot ask people who have never left the village to show me the way to the city. It's impossible. I can't ask them that. They can tell me it's around that place, but they don't know the curves and the turns. They've never been down there. They've never been that way before. Just yesterday morning, I can't remember what I was working on. And I remember standing in the middle of my sitting room like, Lord, I've never been down this road before. I've been doing a lot of ministry stuff in recent times. The last time I did a lot of ministry stuff was 7 years ago. And even then, it couldn't have been this intense. I didn't have this much information. I didn't have this much knowledge. And then I moved from doing that much ministry stuff 7 years ago to doing a lot of professional stuff. So much that when I started doing professional stuff, I thought like, hey, God, will people not feel like I'm a fraud Christian trying to do stuff like this? And then now I have to go from doing a lot of professional stuff to adding faith stuff to it, a lot of ministry stuff side by side. And I remember having the question, Lord, will they not think that I am not a solid professional because I'm doing this much faith and ministry stuff? See, these questions, these doubts, these unbelief, this inferiority complex, this imposter syndrome, they are coming from your background. They are coming from a version of you that doesn't have the equipment to be in your present. But that's happening because you keep consulting with your past. It's like asking the version of me that was addicted 7-8 years ago, what do you think about being a full-time sex therapist? The version of me would never have agreed because she was unskilled for it. She would have possibly fallen back into her addiction. She would have struggled. She wouldn't have even come out to be a worship minister anymore. I cannot consult with that version of me. I am appreciative of that version of me because it brought me to where I am. But that version of me cannot take me to where I need to be. What brought you here will not take you there. The sooner you understand it and make up your mind that, okay, I am going to be audacious. I am going to step out in the fullness of my anointing. To step out in the fullness of my anointing is to know that I will be crazy every morning. And I say that with all sense of responsibility and honor to you. The Bible says the steadfast love of our Lord never ceases. His mercies are new every morning. That's the same way you will feel like you are crazy every morning. Because God needs to show his power. God needs to show his strength. And in order for you to do that, you are going to have to be weak. So if you feel like you figured out how to get strong yesterday, the strength you got yesterday will not be enough for today. Because God needs you to grow. He would have to stretch you. You will come into a place of weakness again. I'm coming into a place of relearning. I don't feel like I know how to do this preaching anything. I don't feel like I know how to teach anymore. Even though I have a degree in education, it's not the same kind of teaching. Even though I am a therapist and I've been doing this for years, I still don't feel like I'm teaching it enough when I'm teaching to the Christian community. I'm asking myself, am I sure I'm teaching right? Am I sure I'm not mixing up my scriptures? Am I sure I'm not doing this? Am I sure I'm not doing that? But I have to do it. And the way to do it is to lean on God. The way to do it is not to keep going back and consulting with the version of me I was 2 days ago, because that version of me no longer exists. And I'm not even saying that to endorse one cliche conversation. It's truth. If you were moving with God, the version of you that was 2 days ago is no longer the same. The version of me that was, say, possibly nasty to someone 2 days ago, the Holy Ghost on my inside corrected me the moment I got home. Conviction came upon me. When conviction came upon me, I apologized and I made up my mind to move on. I apologized to this person. I apologized to God. I set my mind to move on straight. I renewed my mind with the word. In 2 days' time, literally, you will stand with me and I'll be a different person. So to keep consulting with my trauma, to keep consulting with my background, is to say to God, God, keep moving. I think I'd rather be here. And you cannot be audacious. You can't be audacious that way. You can't even step into the fullness of your calling, let alone be audacious with it. I hope I've been able to help you. If you have any questions, you know me, I'm always open to questions. Questions are how I build my content, right? Ask in the comment section on Instagram. Come on the IG live session with me next week, Thursday at 7 p.m. Ask me any question. Put it in my DM. Send it to my email, ministerliza@gmail.com. Oh, that's star. The star for the email is STAR, not the number one, STAR. So STAR, ministerliza@gmail.com, or better still, go to the website at www.ministerliza.xyz. At the footer of the website, you'll find the email directly to email me. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't be stingy. Tag a friend, share this link with them, and let them join us on this journey to live in audaciously.